B-Pod Studios.
All right, let's see what's happening. It's dirty laundry time. Here's LBF.
Okay, this is brought to you by Century Bank. 50 years ago today, on this very day, the most wonderful movie was released. I'll tell you which one. But before I get to that movie, let's talk about this movie. David Chase, the man behind The Sopranos, one of the best TV shows of all time, released the trailer yesterday for the prequel. It's called The Many Saints of Newark, and it features the high school-age Tony Soprano, played by the late James Gandolfini's son, Michael. And here you go. Ray Liotta's in it, and the voice of James Gandolfini's also in it.
When I was a kid, guys like me were brought up to follow codes.
Hey, jerk.
What'd you say?
Antonio Soprano.
Uncle Dick.
Growing up with the family takes a toll. As far as your nephew goes, I'm listening. Stay out of his life.
I'm telling you, that theme song.
Yeah, it's great. Is his son in any of those voice clips?
Yeah, the second one.
That was the second.
The guy calls him, he's talking to me or something like that.
Wow.
He looks just like his father. But more importantly, he has the same mannerisms, the same stare down, everything. It's going to be on HBO Max and hit movie theaters this fall. And, you know, Sopranos ran so long ago, from 1999 to 2007. I was first married, and my father-in-law was in The Sopranos.
Was he really?
Yeah, he played the priest. Not the priest that was having the affair with Carmela Soprano, because that would have been awkward.
Yeah.
But the priest that was at the son's
Now, see, now, Dave's dad was in minor roles, right?
He acted a little bit? Yeah, he acted. He's in an extra in a lot of movies. He was in the wedding scene in The Godfather.
Yeah.
He was in Quiz Show. He was in a... It's so awesome when we're watching TV and sometimes Dave's father will walk across the screen. I'm like, hey!
Wow. Was he SAG?
Yes.
He was SAG.
Yes.
That's legit.
In a good way.
Had his SAG card?
Not the SAG in my way.
I was afraid it was going to go in that direction.
You don't like that pun? No. Okay.
Which direction is that, Bob?
Down.
Yes.
All right. Okay. And finally, on this day in history, this movie, 1971, June 30th, was released to the public, and it is a gem.
Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination.
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Oh, my God. The best movie. So good. So perfect. Roger Ebert, now dead, but back in the day, gave it 4 out of 4 stars. Says it was as good as The Wizard of Oz.
That was before he gave thumbs up.
I know.
Before he used to do stars. Anyway,
right. Then,
either it's up or it's down.
Right.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, and it wasn't a hit. Let this be a lesson to everybody.
Yeah.
It was not received well initially. It was kind of rejected. But now it has become a classic.
Look at that.
Much like your jokes.
They're not received so well.
They're not received so well, but then they become something that that's beloved. For weird and wonderful ways.
Where are we now? As Axl Rose said, where do we go now?
We go to commercial.
Okay. Where do we go now? All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.